Welcome to the Worthiness Codes podcast. I'm your host and guide, Jacqueline Francis. The Worthiness Codes podcast is a journey of conscious conversations and powerful light code transmissions, helping you heal, activate, and reclaim your inner power, divine worthiness, and limitless potential. I am here to help expand your consciousness so you can awaken the codes you hold within to step into the divine feminine queen you are destined to be. I hold the highest intention within every episode to give you the keys to support you on your path, tap into your light, and guide you into the embodiment of your highest self. You are not alone, sister. This is Divine Girl Power. Hello, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Worthiness Codes. I'm your host, Jacqueline Francis. How are we feeling? The energy of recent has been chaotic, has been potent, has been intrusive for me personally since really the end of February, but going into this eclipse has been so eye-opening, so powerful. I looked at my eclipse story that started, I think it was last April, and the events that have unfolded since then, it's just, you can't make this shit up. For people who don't believe in astrology, like, it blows my mind because everything that has unfolded in my life has been in such alignment to what has been going on in the cosmos. And the reason why I want to bring up the eclipse is because today's episode, I really want to talk about the energy that these eclipses hold. And looking at the surrendering aspect to it. Because a lot of the time when we aren't in alignment to our soul, when we aren't on track to what our soul wants, to our truth, listening to our higher selves, the universe steps in to shake things up for us. And looking back in April, when I believe, I'm not an astrologist, but again, I looked into my own story and from my own experience and from how I understand it, this is how I'm going to communicate to it, hoping that it is accurate. But looking back at last April, this is when this eclipse cycle first started. And the events that unfolded in my life since then, it just, again, it blows my mind. Last April really kicked off this period of not being in soul alignment and holding the inner knowing well before last April that I wasn't in soul alignment, but allowing my ego to take the lead and not taking the leap of faith that I was being asked to take, not letting go of the things that I knew weren't in the highest alignment with my soul. This is when the universe stepped in and decided to shake things up for me. Last April, I lost my job that I held for 4 years. I was let go. And knowing that the universe did that so I can step into my purpose, I was safe in my relationship. I was safe financially, having that support from my ex-partner. The universe gave me that budge to take that leap. And because of outside energy, outside opinions, outside circumstances, listening to my ego, I didn't listen. And I took another job a month later. And I spoke about this job in a different episode. I worked for a very famous celebrities wellness company, signed an NDA. So there's not much that I will say. You can do your own research and if you're interested in looking at where I worked. And I took this job in May thinking that it was going to be the best thing for my career and I can start my business on the side and, you know, just dabble in it whenever I wanted to. That wasn't the case at all, and I'll get to that. But that was in May. And then in the end of June is when I felt the call to leave my relationship. And an event took place within my relationship that really brought everything to surface, brought everything to light. The darkness illuminated all of the aspects of the relationship that I knew wasn't for me. And I listened to that call in July. And I believe fully because I listened to that call, the universe acknowledged the leap of faith that I took and allowed everything else to fall into place from there. The job that I got in May, the celebrity wellness company, I ended up leaving in October, shortly after my relationship. I saw how supported I was by leaving my relationship. I knew that I was meant to leave my job because the job was nothing that I thought it would be. I know for a fact that the universe this time didn't kick me out of the job, but instead made the job, made every aspect that that job held so evident that this was not in alignment for me. It was the worst environment I've ever been in a job before. The people, the pay, their morals, everything, the way the company was run, all of the things was not in alignment to what I wanted and what I felt what I was worthy of. So I followed the call and I left the job. And it brought me, and this was in October, and this was another eclipse that took place in October. It brought me into a deep, deep, deep inner healing journey. So just to take a step back, to bring it back to the astrology, there was an eclipse in April. All of the events that unfolded in April brought me to October, right, which was the other eclipse. And then the eclipse that was in October set me on this deep, so that eclipse from April to October was a lot of the letting go in the physical reality, was a lot of the universe shaking things up for me to allow me to look at my life and to understand what was in alignment, what wasn't in alignment, to take these leaps of faith that I was really scared to take. And at times I didn't have control over it, but other times I did. And when I decided to listen to that call, it made things a lot easier in a sense. So now looking at October, which was the start to this last cycle that just ended in April. Again, this is my own eclipse story. October, I started a very, very deep inner healing journey. And there was so much internal shedding, internal healing that was taking place. I was brought to meet the depths of my soul, to let go, to heal ancestral wounds, to look at certain patterns in my life, to really sit with myself. And this wasn't just sitting with myself here, you know, and there and whenever I felt like it. This was such a potent container that I was brought into where I sat in ceremony 2 to 3 times a month, but I stripped away so much. This was a deep journey of unbecoming, and this cycle lasted until this last eclipse. It was almost as gearing up for the eclipse, I was shedding the final aspects of my soul that needed to be shed, that I needed to come face to face with, that I needed to move through, I needed to look at, I needed to understand or not even understand. Some of this is subconscious, right? To close out this cycle. And I truly, truly, truly believe that because I was shown clear as day the closing of the cycle of that relationship. I was called to a retreat in Sedona that was beautiful, and it was amazing. And being there, and if you've been on a retreat, just side note, or if you feel called to being on a retreat, these things are so powerful that I've only been on 2. One was November of 2022, which really kicked off this entire journey for me. And that was a last minute call, divine orchestration, divine timing for how it all unfolded. Same thing with this. I didn't even know about this retreat. I met with a psychic medium and she saw me in Sedona and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. A week before, my friend posted that there's one spot left in the Sedona retreat that my other friend was hosting and I had no idea about it. And so I felt this call to be there. I was the last spot to fill. I was the 13th person to join. 13 is the divine feminine number. And the retreat was really supportive in helping me close out this cycle. And I truly believe that because that's what I felt in that container. So if you are interested in retreats, know that it's this deep calling within you. If you feel like you're meant to be there, take that leap and go. They are one of the best experiences that I fully enjoy moving through and being part of. It's a deep soul experience. It's not, and it, of course, it depends who the space holders are and all of that stuff. But if you feel the call, always listen because they are so, so, so expansive. Okay. Anyway, so I went on that and I felt again like that closed out this cycle, or it was supporting me closing out this cycle. There was a lot of shedding that took place that I was surprised about. And then the eclipse on the 8th happened. And days leading up to that, I was brought into ceremony with myself, continuing to shed. I had one of the hardest self-ceremonies that I've ever been in with myself to move through fear. And knowing that this fear goes hand in hand with what I'm stepping into. I've met fear before in ceremony and, you know, thinking that, okay, this is it. This is, you know, closing the cycle out. But again, healing is not linear. So it doesn't work that way. And when I sat with this fear, it was the most difficult, one of the most difficult things I've ever sat with. And I looked that fear in the eye and I said, no. But I had to feel all of that fear and move through it. And it was painful. But that was the day before the eclipse. And the day of the eclipse, I sat in ceremony with myself. From it started at 11:11. I was not planning for it to start at 11:11. And it went until 12:12. And it was this welcome home ceremony. This beautiful, beautiful welcome home ceremony. I kept hearing, welcome home, welcome home, welcome home. And it was a celebratory energy of a homecoming where I was being honored and cheered from my ancestors, from beings on my team and spirit, from my higher self, from my physical body. It was beautiful and it was so powerful. And I knew that this was a new beginning, that I closed out this cycle and I'm starting a new one. And that's how powerful the cosmos are. When you are tapped in, when you are tuned into your soul, when you are on this path to living in alignment to your highest good, to listening to your intuition, to being one with your truth, the cosmos are part of that journey. And it is so beautiful because I never took a step back to really look at the last year, and this eclipse allowed me to do that. And it blew my mind. Like, it blew my mind how, and it's 11:33 as I'm saying this on the clock, and it's just so powerful how in alignment my journey has been to what has been going on in the stars. So I invite you to, after this episode, take a step back. Look at the last year, going back to last April. And I think the eclipse was still on the Aries Libra axis. Again, I'm not an astrologer, so I'm not sure. I know this goes really deep. You can look at back, I think, into 2017, where this story maybe started. Do your own research. But from what I know, looking back from April of 2023, that's where this eclipse cycle first started. And to see the unfoldings, whew, magical. So I'm excited. The energy I felt in that eclipse again was a homecoming, was a fresh start, was a new beginning. But if the eclipse wasn't that for you, and it was more chaotic, and it was maybe how mine was back last year, where things were shook up in your field, where you are being asked to let go, when the darkness illuminated aspects of your life that are not in alignment. This is the invitation. The universe is literally giving you the invitation, A, to walk away, to let go. If the universe knocked you off track, if you lost a job, if you left a relationship, or someone left you in a relationship, whatever that looks like, know that that's the universe's way of pushing you on track. Maybe you were so out of alignment that the universe had to do it for you. And I invite you to listen, to go within and listen, because it's for a reason and it's always for your greatest and highest good. It always, always, always is. So I want to just really dive deeper into the energy of letting go, because I feel as humans, this is a very difficult thing for us to do. As humans, we like to be comfortable. We absolutely hate the unknown. So letting go of anything in our lives is really scary. Leaving a relationship, leaving a job, starting a business, letting go of certain beliefs or certain patterns, right? Whatever it is, it's scary. But when we look at how powerful the actual act of letting go is, it allows us to be more aware of the energy behind how potent that step can be for us to support our greatest and highest good. Because when you are in something in your life, let's look at a relationship, because again, a lot of people can relate to this. And, you know, I know this through my own experience as well. When you're in a relationship that is not serving you in your greatest and highest good, you are creating a huge block in your life for more aspects of self to come through, for other opportunities, other people that are here to serve you, to be part of your story. And when you actually take that leap to let go, this energy opens up. You're actually creating space within yourself, within your internal being, to pour self-love, to open your heart, to go within, to really discover who you are. You create this space to do that within yourself, but you're also creating this space in your external reality, because they're both a reflection of one another. Your internal reality creates your external reality, right? So you're literally creating space, as scary as it is to leave a relationship, to start over, to have to get your own place if you live together, to not be supported financially if your partner was supporting you or contributing to your finances, to be in your late 20s or 30s or 40s, whatever, and be single, to put yourself back out there, to not just jump into another relationship, to give you that space and that time and that energy to go within. All of that is fucking scary. And I know, because I just went through it. So I know how scary it can be, but it is worth it. So you're literally creating the space in your external reality as well for opportunities to come in. So when you take a leap that is that big, leaving a relationship is huge, and it will vary person to person for how deep that relationship is. Mine was incredibly karmic. And so that ran really deep. So I was very supported by the universe when I left that. And that's why it kicked off this whole deep inner healing journey for me. But depending on the energy of that container that relationship held, it will really, that also reflects the journey that you're about to go on. But when you leave that, when you take the step to leave that, the universe is going to hold you. And however she holds you will look different, right? If you have to move and you have to find a new home, know that you will be supported and the universe will give you that new home to live in. If it's a financial aspect and you leaving that relationship means that you have to be on your own financially, know that you are worth doing that. And the universe will support you along the way as long as you do the work to get there. If it's a self-worth aspect, and most of the time, all of these things will come to surface. But if it's a self-worth aspect. If you are leaving and you really have to turn inward to move through and find worthiness, know that the universe will support you through that, right? So know that you are held. The most important thing when you are being pushed into the energy of letting go is to trust yourself, is to trust the universe, and it is to surrender. It is to surrender to the divine orchestration that is being done behind the scenes, is to surrender to the divine timing, to surrender to the process. And through this trust and through this surrender, what you have to do is take aligned action. And what that means is if you leave a relationship and you know that that's the best thing for you, you take the aligned action to then go find a new home if you live together, right? And it's through that new home where you might be manifesting that new home. So you're taking the aligned action to look for a space, to put a budget together, to go out and see apartments. But it's holding that container of trust and surrender through that process to not force anything. If something doesn't feel right, don't just accept the home because you feel like you have to. Trust and surrender, and the universe will deliver. Always in the 11th hour, I didn't find my place literally, I think, until 2 days, 3 days before my ex wanted me out of the house. Maybe even a day before. I don't know. It was the 11th hour. But it was because I trusted and surrendered that that's when it came through. When you completely allow yourself to just hands off the wheel. I'm doing all that I can. I'm looking at all of these places. None of them are in alignment. Hands off the wheel. I know it will come through because I am supported. I didn't take this leap of faith for nothing, right? And that's when the universe delivers. And it's the same thing if you leave a relationship and your heart needs to be healed. It's giving yourself permission to go within, to heal the space of your heart, to really move through everything you just let go of in that relationship. All of the emotional aspects, all of the patterns, all of the things in that relationship that do not serve you. It's a deep reflection of all that that relationship was. What did it mirror back to you? What did you learn from it? What was in alignment? What wasn't in alignment? And it's going within and it's moving through everything that comes to surface. It's giving yourself permission to do that. And once you give yourself permission to heal, the universe is going to support you. And the universe will support you by literally holding you through that process. You're about to go into a whole rebirth. You're about to build this deep connection to yourself, this new relationship with yourself, a relationship of self-love, a relationship of trust, right? And the universe is going to hold you. The earth is going to hold you through that. You are divinely supported by the unseen and by the seen as well, all of the organic elements of the earth plane. But letting go is so powerful. And if it's a career, if it's a job, knowing that you will be supported, whether that's getting a new job, whether that's getting maybe a part-time job to support you while you build a business, whatever it is, you created the space solely by letting go. And so with the job, it might be at the 11th hour as well, where your finances might be running out and you're like, oh shit, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then you receive a ping because the letting go of that job created the space to literally create what is in alignment for you, to allow that to come through. You might receive a ping to apply to a certain job. You may receive an opportunity that comes through that is here to support you financially. You might have a business idea that you want to launch. You might receive new clients. Whatever it is, you created that space. You created that space, and the universe is here to support you within this newfound space. So taking a look at where you're at now and how the eclipse affected you. Did you close out a cycle? And now it's this beautiful new beginning that you're starting. Did the eclipse shake things up for you and you're being asked to let go and really start going inward and start really connecting to your soul, connecting to your highest timeline, forming this relationship with your highest self? Whatever it is, know that it is for your greatest and highest good, as scary and as unsettling as it may be. Know that it's putting you on track to connect deeper to your soul's journey, to your soul's truth, to why you're here, to what your soul wants you to experience. So if you were asked to let go of something, don't run away from it. Don't allow your ego, allow the fear, allow the anxiety, allow the limiting beliefs to get into the way. Because if you don't listen, the universe is going to continue to shake it up for you. The cosmos are going to continue to shake it up for you. And from my own journey, when I was let go of my job, it was a beautiful opportunity to take that invitation. And I didn't. And then my relationship fell apart. And then the job that I received was the worst thing of my life, right? Everything happens the way that it's supposed to. So I don't look back and regret not taking that invitation and starting my business then, right? Everything happens in the way that it's supposed to. But know that when you are being asked to let go of something, it's for a reason. Trust yourself, trust your soul. I know things have been crazy. I know things have been intense. So intense with the energies lately. So I hope that you feel more grounded. I hope that you have more clarity on maybe what it is that you're supposed to be doing or what your soul is asking you to do. If you've never had a birth chart reading before, my Wi-Fi just completely cut out. So I'm praying that everything was saved. I don't know even what I was speaking about, but we all know Mercury's in retrograde, so no surprise there. I think I was saying, I have no idea what I was saying, to be honest. let's see. So if you are being asked to let go of something and it's evident, like there's no running away from it. I mean, you can run away from it, but then you're just doing yourself more harm than you are good. You're delaying the process of whatever your soul is meant for. So I truly, truly, truly invite you to listen to that call, to take that leap of faith and do it with aligned action. I'm not telling you if, you know, you lost a job or something happened in your job where you know you're meant to leave to not get a backup job if you don't have a savings, right? Like you need to still understand that you are human and there's aligned action that needs to be taken within this whole process. But it's for a reason. And when something is this powerful, when it's being orchestrated by the divine, by the universe, it's here to support your greatest and highest good. And this is something that people begin to understand when they take the journey to go within, when they are in alignment to their soul, when they're following their soul's truth, when they say yes to take this ascension journey. A lot of these things become clearer, become more apparent. They're here to support you. Astrology acts as a tool to guide you through life. It's the people that think it's bullshit, that it doesn't mean anything, that are so disconnected from self. so disconnected from self. Oh, I know what I was saying. I love how my brain works sometimes. If you've never had an astrology reading before, if you haven't gotten your birth chart read, or if you haven't looked into the transits of, you know, the year ahead, I highly suggest you make that investment and sit with an astrologist. I have a beautiful astrologist that, you know, I absolutely love. I can drop her information into the show notes. Her name is KJ Atlas. I love her. She's incredible. She's tapped in for sure. But sit with an astrologist and look over your birth chart. Like, if you need that support, if you've never done it before, it's so insightful. And all of these things, astrology, human design, gene keys, all of these things act as tools, tangible tools to guide you deeper into your journey. A lot of the time when I look at astrology or I look at human design or gene keys, it's like, I already know everything, right? I already know what's going on because I'm tuned into that inner knowing. I'm tapped in and in connection with my higher self. So it just acts as a validation tool. And it is there to assist you more from the lens of the 3D, more from the human lens, right? So highly suggest doing it if you haven't before, and know that you're so supported. You're so supported. I know letting go is so difficult. It's incredibly scary, but people who hang on to something, people who hold on to something, whether it's relationships or jobs or fear, when you hold on to that, you're not allowing growth to take place, because in order for growth to take place, you have to get uncomfortable. You have to go through the discomfort. Growth doesn't happen in the love and light. It doesn't happen when you're super comfortable. It happens in the darkness, right? Those roots grow underground, just like a tree outside, the roots grow underground. Your internal roots expand and grow from within, from the depths of your soul, from sitting in the discomfort, from going on a deep inner healing journey through the darkness, right? And the darkness is always illuminated by your light. So there truly is nothing to be afraid of, because you're always divinely supported. You are light yourself. The universe is going to support you no matter what, as long as you're in alignment to what is being, not being asked of you, but yeah, being asked of you, but it's your soul asking you for it. You can look at it as the universe is asking you to do something, but I don't believe in that. It's giving your power away to something else. And even though you are an aspect of the universe, right? God lives within you. I like to reframe it to know that it's your soul asking you to do something. So listen, I feel you if this eclipse shook things up for you. But know that you should never hang on to something that's not supporting you. If you're in a relationship that is just not it, why hang on? You'll meet someone else. You're going to love yourself more than you ever have if you take the invitation to go within. Beautiful things are going to be birthed out of you leaving that. If you're in a career that you absolutely despise, why are you there? Money is energy. It's going to come to you. Right? With aligned action, it's going to come. Don't keep yourself small. Don't be fearful of being seen in a different light. If you're being asked to let go of a friendship, yeah, that's hard. But if you're in toxic relationships, why? You can allow yourself to detach from these things, because it creates the space for more beautiful, more potent, more powerful, more abundant things to flow through. And yes, it takes time. It takes, again, aligned action. It takes going inward. It takes trust. It takes surrender. It takes aligning to your soul, which doesn't just happen overnight. But it is the best thing that you can do for you. So if you're being asked to let go of something, do not hang on to it. Let yourself let go of it. It's scary. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. But so what? So what? You'll get through it. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. I promise you that. Trust yourself. Trust your soul. Trust the universe. Allow all to unfold. Listen to the call that comes from within. I honor you. I see you. I've been through it before. Go back, look at this eclipse cycle, your eclipse story. It affected me greatly because I'm a Libra sun, right? But look at it. See if there's patterns that are showing up. Do some more research, on the internet, on Instagram or TikTok from the astrologists that have been talking about the eclipse that just happened. See if there are certain things in your life that let that light bulb go off. It's all for a reason. It's all here to serve you in your greatest and highest good. Allow it to happen. You are supported. You are loved. I love you. I love you. I love you. Until next time. Bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Worthiness Codes podcast. Part 2 to this episode, which is the meditation and light code transmission, will be up next week. Set time aside for yourself to drop in with me, as this is powerful work. I promise your soul will thank you. You can follow the Worthiness Codes podcast on Instagram at The Worthiness Codes, as well as me personally at Jacqueline Francis. Please subscribe to this show. I am here to serve. So send any questions, comments, or topic requests my way so I can be of service. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll see you next time. Bye.